From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The decorations are up. The Muzak is playing at the mall. The holiday season has arrived. And with all the Yuletide spirit in the air, many con artists have hit the street looking for their winter dupes. It's happening all around the country, and now NPR has learned that some of these swindlers are working in, of all places, New York City. We are shocked. And so is reporter Virginia McNally.
The Salvation Army's bell ringers are out at Bloomingdale's department store in Manhattan and around the country. People are doing their shopping and tourists are converging at the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Nearby at Penn Station, Kristen Parker was waiting for a train when he was approached by a man who claimed his wallet was stolen.
I don't know, he was a regular guy, looked like he was normal, whatever normal is in New York. And he asked me if he can borrow money to get on the train.
Travelers Aid, which helps stranded people, says there is help readily available if a person's wallet is truly stolen so they don't have to beg. And there are other cons.
And all of a sudden, this guy just, he appeared right in front of us.
Francis Richard, a tourist from Canada, was with his wife and friends in Times Square. The man claimed to represent a charity and sold them a baseball cap for $10.
He was just like a pro. I mean, he was real.
Richard says later he saw the same hat selling for $5.
And then we started to laugh a bit and we said, maybe this guy is not the guy we thought he was.
Cynthia Auerbach of Fairhaven, New Jersey, says it's hard to know what to do.
Well, you see these great big plastic containers, and they're collecting money for the homeless, and they'll say a penny will help or whatever, and I never know whether they're legitimate or not, and I don't give them money.
She's doing exactly the right thing, says Rex Davidson, president of Goodwill Industries of New York and New Jersey.
The rule of thumb is you probably shouldn't give cash to someone who comes up to you on the street because you just don't know where that goes.
In New York City in 1997, authorities intervened after deaf-mute immigrants from Mexico said they were smuggled into the U.S. with promises of jobs, but instead were forced to solicit money from subway riders and pedestrians and deliver it to a boss. Davidson says it's best to give to a charity you know.
What I would say is don't let the fear of giving to the wrong cause keep you from giving this holiday season.
You can check out charitable organizations you don't know by going online at give.org, guidestar.org, or charitynavigator.org. And most charities also have their own website. For NPR News, I'm Virginia McNally in New York.